Today's segment is pretty much talking about pick a struggle.
You pick a struggle.
Have to pick a struggle.
That pick a struggle, bruh.
You need to pick the goddamn struggle.
You have more than two struggles. If you have three, then that's it. It is over.
Come get it together. I'm glad we ain't got no breaks, because I'll be damned. There we go. Whoo, Jesus. Welcome to Fishbowl Radio Network. This is another episode of Pick a Struggle. We got Madlocks and Mo in here today. Right? They kick off their second season.
Today.
Third season.
I could have sworn you said second.
It said third. See, you don't be paying attention.
No, I'm talking about in the text message. Because, look, let me tell y'all something.
She did not.
Round one.
Round one.
I heard
that.
He thought
she did not. She done came out the gate on me for some odd reason.
I prepared myself.
I don't know what I did to her.
She put the gloves on.
Or what I did to her. Right? She got her hair wrapped up and everything.
Got the Vaseline in there. She ready.
You're ready. Because y'all don't understand. He'll talk about us if we quiet out there. He talk about me. Then when we didn't show up one weekend, he was like, where y'all at? I guess y'all feel like y'all. I said, we do other stuff, right?
Right. I showed up because I was telling. I was like, they ain't been here long enough to be running no archive.
Right. I know, we were surprised. We were like, wait, what are you here? You're supposed to be here
like
every Sunday.
Be
yes. Every Sunday.
We take mental breaks around here.
Yeah, we tired.
This is my mental break. I ain't gonna
mine
lie.
Mine too, because during the week, it's just.
Mm-hmm. This is definitely
it's a whole
nother
struggle.
We gotta pick one.
You gotta
pick
a
struggle.
Yes,
right.
Oh, they know.
Then, how was y'all week? Because, well, how was y'all? I just ain't seen y'all in forever.
I know.
Christmas and New Year's, we took off, mm-hmm. which was to regroup for the show. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Hallelujah. Regroup for Madlocks and Mo and regroup for our individual businesses as well. So we was like, we're going to take this time off, self-care, self-love, yes. and yeah. then come back.
Alrighty yes, then.
Yes. So how was it? Anything exciting happened during the holidays for y'all?
I got to spend time with Dolores Lee Brown, my granny. And okay. my best friend got to spend Christmas with me. So that was really
that's cool.
And then, you know, I got to spend time with my significant other and see family. It was a good time.
That's what's up. So your best friend, is he or she?
Is a she.
She live here?
Yes, Kyra Jaleen.
See,
Bell.
I was going to ask, but I was like, she done already tried to get
whatever.
I'm just going to call significant other.
Shout out to Kyra Jaleen Bell.
My best friend.
Kyra right. Jaleen Bell, she's been my best friend since freshman year of high school, and my nephews and her went down there with me. Mm-hmm. So my granny got to be a great-grandmother.
So went down where? Where y'all go?
Temple, Texas.
Temple, okay. I was confused because you said they went. I was like, is she here or are they there?
No,
or?
We went down to okay. Temple, Texas. Okay. Temple, Texas is like 2 hours from Fort Worth.
So you from the country?
My mama is. Temple High School, all of that.
So where are you from? You were born in Dallas? Or?
I was born in Oklahoma. I'm a military brat. And then we moved here, and I graduated from DeSoto High School in 2011.
Girl, be careful. So these tables are fragile.
Y'all were in Lawton? Where's Hill?
We were, no, we was in Lawton. The hospital actually got torn down, as my mama told me. So okay. the hospital where we were born at wasn't even there. So I'm a Okie, but my mama's Temple, my daddy's Chicago, so I'm a mafia cowboy, as my daddy said.
Okay.
Already then.
Okay, you got it down to a science, because I'm just a cowboy, cowgirl.
I'm trying to tell you. I got a little mafia in me. I like the cigars, you know,
Al Capone. Okay, Mo, and what about your holidays? How did they go?
Mine was good. For Christmas, we had a Christmas party. Okay. And then for New Year's, I taught a class on Saturday and Sunday to bring in the
so
New
for
Year.
Those who don't know, what was you teaching? What was you doing?
So
what do
that's
you
where
do?
I was going to get to.
Okay, I didn't want you to just slide over.
No, I wasn't. So for Saturday and Sunday, we had a for my business Motivate Your Womb. We had a womb intention class. Uh-huh. So for those that wasn't kind to their womb for 2020 or didn't know have any resources for any issues or mental spiritual. I had a class just for you to set your womb intentions, any herbs, body affirmations, chakra alignment. So we had our class, sold out class actually.
Oh,
Saturday and Jesus. Sunday. So yeah,
we got so the womb, you talking about the womb of the woman's womb?
No, yeah. No, the man's womb.
See, that's what I be talking about. The woman's womb. Look, I told you I'm on your side. Like, I knew he was gonna talk with. He been ready for us.
I'm just gonna drink my green tea. He's not just mean on Facebook. He mean everywhere else.
I'm trying to tell you.
So you said set your intent. So I know you teach a class, so that means you probably getting paid. But can you give us a little bit of free, you know, what knowledge about that? How you do that?
Okay. Or, so you know. For your womb intentions, when you hear the womb, what's the first thing that come to mind when you hear
baby? Menstrual.
Baby.
Okay, mm-hmm. So thank you, and I'm glad you said that. So when we say womb, mm-hmm. people think of babies, but we never think about our creative space. Okay. That is our creative space.
Oh, that's neat.
That's where we hold stress. That's where we don't really take the time to massage our stomach. We have muscles there. We have fibroids, cysts, the things that we don't need there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people relate that to babies, but it's so much more. It's your creative space, your manifesting money space as well, because we are all creative. So that's what we did for the class. And so it's a series class. We have a root chakra coming up next. We just got all type of stuff coming. Classes.
So how people will sign up for your class?
Because you can go to motivateyourwomb.com.
Can you put that in the comments?
MOETIVATE. So for okay. Mo. So okay. Motivate. Yeah, well. And so it's only 10 people per class. So that way we want to make sure that we connect with everybody.
Right.
We don't want to overload, even with or without COVID. We don't want to overload. We want to be able to really tone in on our space and get to know you and know your vagina mood, but that's a different story.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking over here, but camera
right, because
that's a real thing. She got the whole setup. Y'all. I don't know if y'all can see, but she got the whole setup.
And she
I love it.
She done made fishbowl electric bill and shoot up. She got a whole exchange cord
like,
over there.
I got the ring light. Don't forget the eyeliner. Like what?
That set up because I'm gonna be in here with the light and everything. Because sometimes I'll be like, dang,
but it'd be so warm.
We like in the sun all day yesterday.
Well, I'm trying to boost my presentation for 2021, and just try to come more clean and cut, and trying to clean some things up and get rid of some things. So I was like, you know, my mentor, Ms. Eve, she was like, people won't take it seriously unless you take it seriously.
That's true.
And so, like, I have to mend some business relationships, get rid of some, introduce some. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess I feel like Drake when he said, stop little broing me. Like,
it's
that little bro
in
me, man.
Who said that?
Drake.
When he was Drake. I thought you said Dre. I was like, I didn't say this shit.
So that's your goal for 2020 is to just to expand on every...
To expand and get the respect that I deserve. Like, I feel like as a person in my life, I try to respect everybody and their views.
Right.
The understanding, and, you know, one thing that really sat with me when my mom was talking to me towards the end of the year, you know, just me and my mom have gotten a really good relationship through the years, and I just told her, you know, I think people just mess with me because they just know I get mad, and my mom was like, you know, silence is an answer, too. And, you know, it's just working on it. Like, they were talking about Tamar today. Like, people rate her as dramatic in anime, but we forget that person could have been pushing her buttons for how long?
Right.
And she just finally snapped. But I'm working on it. Presentation, you know, my little attitude, you know. Okay. Sometimes I ain't shit. So, you know, I got to work on it.
And the fact that you know that you sometimes, I'm not agreeing with you. Cause but the fact sometimes you have to look back at yourself because you try to always put it off on other people. Like, well, you said this and you did that, but what did I say? How did I react?
Because I can control this situation. Like, I don't have to sit here. You don't have to sit here, so I have to be able to respect that. And when it comes to the business world, I was telling one of my friends, there's shark in the water. You know, I'm just glad that I can call Mo and vent to, like, being an entrepreneur.
Not call FaceTime.
FaceTime, I'm sorry. I'm bougie now. FaceTime.
She doesn't call anymore.
Are you okay with the FaceTimes, Mo?
girl.
Are you okay with the FaceTime?
I'm like, this girl. First of all, she called me yesterday. I'm like, you know I'm working.
Right.
But she didn't call me. She FaceTimed me. So everything is FaceTime. Mo, what you doing? I'm like, I got my purse. I just walked in the house. Let me set my phone down so I can talk to you.
Right.
That's too funny.
I think I don't like FaceTime because I'm not always presentable. Sometimes, you know.
What I do is I just hold the camera up to where it just shows up here. Be like, hey, because when Sammy was doing those Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, and I kept holding mine up or turning my camera off. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Dre, we want to see you. I'm like, why?
I'm here.
Right? I'm present.
I don't care what I look like. It'd be one lock sticking up. I'm looking at Mo like.
That's because you're comfortable with her and she comfortable with you. But
Mo is, you know, I be all up in Mo's space. Mo's not comfortable with anybody. It's just that because of the big sister, the little syndrome thing, she knows I mean well, and she's just like, if I ignore her, I'm going to fuss about it. Like,
right.
So like, Mo, so you didn't see me call, but then if she called and I don't answer,
it's a problem.
What are you doing? I was like, Mo, I was just being ratchet on the other end. Like, I had to keep myself my friend and me were just loud and just yelling, and we was just being ratchet. I said, oh, Mo's calling. Let me call you back.
Don't do that.
And so I just went real low. So I was like, yeah. Da, da, da. She's like, why? You got an attitude? What's wrong with you? I said, nah, I was just being ratchet on the other line. So I was trying to make sure I told it down.
That's
right.
Too funny.
We don't want you to see that side.
I try to act like I got some sense with
it. Well, I mean, it's okay to be ratchet. I think it's a time and place for everything. So be ratchet. Get that out of you so that when you get to a certain level, it won't just come out. Get it all out now.
You can control it.
Get it all out now. So, do you have any children?
No, I don't have any biological children. No.
Okay.
I'm enjoying being a modern day woman.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with not having kids.
I have the freedom that my granny dreamed up and the freedom that my mama thought of. So I just, you know, I just try to take full advantage of it.
And rub it in their face.
I can do what you couldn't do, granny.
My mama didn't talk to me about, like, getting married and having children. She talked to me about stability and being a businesswoman and stuff. Like, my granny wasn't supposed to make it, like, past a certain age. So it wasn't big on her to have kids and the same with my mama. Mm. So, like, if my mom heard y'all asking me about kids, she'd be in the background, quit all that. Like, my mentors would be like, don't. At least you get over here. You don't need to go outside with them no more. Because
they want the wrong thing for you. Maybe, they push you in the wrong
direction. Maybe after 30. Ask me after 30. I'm 27, so ask me after 30.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, after I reach 30, maybe. Maybe.
Maybe. You know, I'm
a
not
huge easy. Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like. I'm not half the woman my mother was, and that's all due respect to her. Yeah. I'm not, and I can honestly say that and be comfortable. Like Felicia Ann Wilson. You got to say all day because she an OG.
Like I was, on Facebook, right?
Yes, my mama say Felicia Ann Wilson. My mama is an OG. I respect the woman my mother is. I'm not half the woman she is. No.
Well, I mean, sure. It ain't. I mean, your life has is different for everybody. So, mm-hmm.
What about you, Mo? You got any
cheering? Cheering. No, but we'll be, my husband and I will be working on conceiving.
Oh, I didn't know you were married.
Oh, no, you didn't stay.
No, you're fine.
Yeah,
you're fine.
My husband and I will be working on conceiving this year. We'll be some old parents.
So what was y'all doing this past year? Y'all wasn't conceiving?
No, because my business, I want to focus on my business, and he allowed that to happen. Okay. And so I'm very
So y'all didn't
thankful.
Have no sex last year?
Look at her face.
That's what I was asking.
So he's trying to make it seem like the only time people have sex is when they want a kid. People recreational
just
sex every day.
Get
on them, Mo.
Don't let him do you.
Get him, Mo.
Don't you do my call.
Get him, Mo. No. I promise we don't invite people on here to attack him. It just happens.
So
it just kind of happens.
Not premeditated.
No, we don't be like, okay.
No,
so.
Yeah, I never think about. It's just as soon as.
Yeah.
So for last year, Madlock's and Mo. Let me see. The year before last, we was in Madlock's kitchen. Doing
that's what I was going to ask. I was going to ask about that too because I had started. And I was like, yeah, what was that?
We right. started. started.
Yeah,
in the
we started out in the kitchen, and so then she was telling me about fishbone. So I was like, well, I don't know. She started telling me more about it. I was like, okay, well, cool. So we did the walkthrough and everything. Mm-hmm. So which was cool. So we had that going. We wanted to just make sure that we had the foundation straight for Malox and Mo, and then of course for Twin Nation, her hair product business, and then Motivate Your Room for my business. So I had time to travel different places and meet different people. Oh, we both did. Yeah. And so
I just get in the car when she told me to go.
Yeah, we were just able to focus on our business.
I get in the car. Mo be like, you want to go? Yeah.
So how did Madlox and Mo start? Like, how did y'all meet?
My mentor,
was that Eve. The one you had on the show tonight?
Yeah, so Miss Eve and Dee are the owners of Happy Nats, and they're my mentors. And Dee is from Mo's hometown. And her,
don't you let me say it, because I swear Mo's to God.
I say her hometown name wrong.
Jack it up.
What is it?
Winfield, Louisiana.
How you messed it up?
What you be saying?
Winniefield.
I say Winniefield.
She doing it on purpose.
No, because there's Lancaster and Lancaster. Like, it depends on where you come from. You know what I'm saying?
If you're from Dallas,
so don't judge me. You know what I'm saying?
But you adding extra letters on it.
I wasn't trying to. Look, I was excited just to be in Louisiana.
I had an event. So in my hometown, as far as we know, my other business partner, Travis, there hasn't ever been a pop-up event. Mm-hmm. And so the people that do have not necessarily events, but like stores and stuff, like they are the popular ones and people just go to them. So him and I got together, it's like, well, we're gonna do a pop-up, we're gonna pull the
girl out. I swear to God, see, this is what happens when you try to do too much. It's exactly what
happens.
You
don't have to change.
He a hater, bro.
You messing up her story, and I was all captivated, and you didn't.
So, in history, as far as we know, no one has ever had a pop-up. Mm-hmm. And so, in our hometown, I graduated in high school in 2001, and we had separate proms. Mm-hmm. So, only white people would do things. So, when we got together, we went to the city of Winfield, and we had a lot of pushback, like, a lot. They tried to stop the event by any means necessary. And I'm like, well, we're pulling people from the town to bring in some money to circulate so we can keep doing these things. So, anyway, I had an event, and so... her mentors, they're from Winfield as well, so they told her about the event, and she came. So how she stood out was, from the city, I had ordered some fans because it was hot, right? So her...
Wait, when she tell the story, she got it, like...
So her... So we were in the middle, and so they were on, like, your side, you know, to the right side. And so the fans that I ordered, you know, because it was my pop-up event that I was doing, somebody had a extension cord, and then they had the fans blowing on them. So I said,
that's not the whole truth of the story. I gotta break up this part of the story, and I don't mean to interrupt her, but
is this the same
extension
cord you got here?
No, it so might have been. Technically, so when we go to the event, you know, I'm a talker, so I talk to the neighbors, whatever. What? The lady, right. Whatever. Look, I'm finna take my gloves off. And the lady next to us had talked to the guy that had his own generator, and she had an extension cord, so she was like, talking to my mama, and she's like, well, y'all are nice people, so we just gonna share this fan, and da-da-da-da. I was like, cool, because we hot. Right. It's Louisiana. I still got a sunburn from Louisiana, okay, being out there. So, and then my stuff can melt in the sun, so we were like,
that's
okay.
Why you come prepared.
And so we're known for the Emerald Dream hair cream. Hair crack. Okay. That's why I went down there. Like, it was my first event that I was traveling to. And so me and my mom went out there. And so when we go out there, I actually sold out in a matter of like 2 hours, So we had the fan out there. And so one, we got lost, and I was already messaging Mo, and then she got us there to the park. So it was this big thing about the fan, and the lady was like, well, I'm not going to let them take it because this is my extension cord. And I was like, well, shoot, we sitting here with y'all. So I just was following along. The woman was older than me. I didn't argue. And she had the extension cord. So I was a standby, okay?
So you just, you know, innocent.
Innocent by standing.
Innocent. Yes. By association. You weren't trying
to get out. I didn't tell her to take it.
That's how she stood up. But at the end, she came. She's like, Mo, I had a really good event, which everybody had a good event. So, And then I had another, but by that time we kept in touch. Mm-hmm. And so we started just linking up. And so she was telling me about the podcast, and I was like, no, I'm not.
Because I always wanted to do it.
So you you were already doing it, or you wanted to?
It was my idea to do it. And at the time, I had an associate that was like, not for it. And so I had already been on the Mary Jane, Ann show. For STEM Radio.
Jane.
I was saying Mary Jane. And then I was on the Vinny Vegas show. So I had been here. I seen Gary. So I had already been here. She said I bullied her into it. But I was like, come on. There's something that we can do for the culture and what you do and what I do. And
so I had to be clear. I'm like, well, because I had to call her by her real name at this point. I'm like, what is this show going to be about? Right. So I don't know, that make sure that it aligns with what you're, I feel and do.
Yeah.
So she was like, okay, well, we're going to do Healthy Hair and Body show and everything in between. So involve business, because we have our individual businesses and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So we started out on Anchor, which I think we still have the app that we need to get back on. So we would pick our topics, but it's real life. We're not like searching for things, because we are the source.
Right.
And so we're like, okay, we're going to talk about our businesses. And then we started getting more in tune, so we was like, okay, we need a bigger platform so we can have guests on, because our minds just start, you know, we're already creative, but it's just start running.
And we were going to events, and people were starting to get to notice us, and we were interviewing business owners. Right. So it got to the point that we were actually getting jumped, like, when are y'all going to let us on the show? When are y'all going to do this? And it got
that
to the point,
so
it got
lucky.
Big.
I don't never get... We don't ever get those.
We'll get jumped.
But it's like,
but we fresh. Like, well, I'm fresh. This last year was my first time ever, so it takes time. I know it's
it takes time, and Mo knows people. Like, Mo knows people.
Yeah.
I know this much. Mo knows like this.
Well, that's because
people.
With me, I deal with men and women clientele.
Yes.
And you know, the public eye may seem like not. I don't want to say perfect, but okay, but then behind the scenes, people have some issues.
Yeah.
So they'll come to me, and I'm very quiet. I'm very private, and so people feel comfortable. So I'm like, okay, well, let me use this clientele. Now this is our clientele.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so we have to be able to share, because they're going to always bounce back and forth between us.
Right. Yes.
And everybody supports us. And so we call everybody cousins.
Yep.
So everybody's called cousins. And so we went to an event, Holistic Community Market in Deep Ellum. Shout out to Serena. One lady said, so she was doing this. I'm like, well, are you okay? Oh, you're a family in here? Because all these beautiful black people. Yeah. And it was like, how did this happen? I'm like, yeah, we are a family in here. I'm like, not by blood, but, you know, by...
blood don't make your family no damn well.
They sure don't. Yeah, I know that. Sure don't. But it's like, why can't we, as black people, support one another? Why can't we share our clientele? Why can't we keep the circle? Mm-hmm. It's not going to work for everybody, but we just like, we are family with us.
And do it. And it's just like building that community. And when I met Mo, the reason why I wanted to do a podcast with Mo, because I really wanted something for the community. I really wanted to. My favorite show growing up was Living Single. Khadija was one of my favorite. And
mine
she
was
did.
Max,
I loved her too, but Khadija did. She had a magazine for the community. Yeah. And that's ultimately my goal. And I was like, Mo, well, no one's talking about herbs. Nobody's talking about depression, anxiety. Mm-hmm. No one's highlighting a lot of these business owners. And a lot of time when you get on podcasts or certain shows, you got to pay a good penny just to get that clientele. So it's just. We just wanted a safe space for everybody to get educated and to learn something.
I just needed to be clear. I'm like, well, I say vagina a lot, so that's my favorite word.
Right.
I need to make sure that everybody's cool with this.
Yeah, because some people
vagina,
get
and what is your vagina mood? That's when she say, that's cool. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah, like my parents would watch the show and they'd be like, oh.
Yep.
You know what's so cool about now that you explain, y'all explain, you know, how y'all work together, you don't never hear black people saying that. Like,
what, vagina?
That too.
You never hear black people saying, let's be, you know, let's share.
Right.
Let's do this together.
Right.
We cousins.
Right.
Family.
Right.
You know, and white people might not say it, or other, you know, communities might not say it out loud, but that's what they're thinking in their head.
Mm-hmm.
Black people, from what I've experienced, are always about what they can do for themselves.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Not what I can do for the community, but what can I do that's going to benefit me?
Yes.
And anytime I hear that or see that, I love it, because it inspires me to be to support more black businesses. Because right, at first, right, I wasn't, I mean, I would, ooh, if I needed something, I'm going to go to the store and get it. Right. I'm not going to look or seek out a black business, right, to, you know, support that.
Speaking of black businesses, I went to It's So Vegan today.
Oh, we did?
I love them. Oh, I love them. They're so
my
good.
God. I had went, I went to Miranda's house because I had ordered a lot of food. And I was like, okay, I can't do this by myself. Well, I can, but oh, I shouldn't. God. So,
but it's vegan, so you know.
Oh, yeah, but oh, my God. So we had spicy chicken sandwich with some fries.
Was it made with mushrooms?
Oh, no, no. It was tofu.
Okay.
Ooh. But it had like the spice, like, and then the had Salisbury steak with mashed potatoes and greens and macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, it was so, it tasted way better than anything that I done cooked.
Yeah,
it's just all about it the seasoning.
Yeah, and that's what it was, and that's how you know that was black, because their food was seasoned so damn good.
And it's just about being there. That's one thing I did learn from a like. I grew up in Dallas, but I left Dallas for certain reasons, like, because I felt like if you didn't have a big following, you didn't always get that love in Dallas. So when I started doing
it's
business.
It's like that everywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, coming out of high school, trying to have it, because I didn't start out with hair products. I started out with t-shirts. Mm-hmm. And then when I started my locks, I ended up
I
with hair products.
I thought you started with soap.
Mm-mm. Okay. I started with t-shirts. Like, I've always wanted a business. So when I met Mo and we would go out of the community, it was like, it was good to see it and to be around people that just want to see you to do good because.
Right. Yeah. Well, people didn't have resources. Like you said, you used to go to the, you'll go to the store. Like, where did we go to get this? Mm-hmm. How did we get it?
Right.
The only downfall about that is when you go to the store, you get what you need. You're probably not even going to look at the ingredients.
Yeah.
Sometimes when people come to us, well, what about this? And what about this? This one here is going to explain everything. I'm going to explain what's needed. And then at a certain point, you have to stop because now I'm like, all right, I feel like the line is crossing, you know, just a little bit. So you have to be able to set the standards. And so I used to be a flight attendant when I was younger. And so I started out in the airline industry. Mm-hmm. So learning customer service, different cultures and all these things and being a supervisor for the airlines for many years up until like a couple years ago, you learn how to spot things and be alert and to, you know, react to certain things because this one, she's going to explain everything. I'm like,
It's not that I don't want to. Yes, and that's what I'm learning in the new year, but it's something that I really pride myself on, and I think sometimes our community takes advantage is having good customer service. Mm-hmm. So, like, I pride myself for that. I go above for that. Mm-hmm. So I can honestly say there are times I got taken advantage of, but there are some customers that really do appreciate it. And, and you know, that's why I call my customers Twin Nation family. We're a family when you buy from us. So it's setting that boundary, but a lot of times we just don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I literally told somebody the other day, there's so much taboo in black hair. There's so much unknown. There's so much about the vagina we don't know. And it gets to the point, you know what I'm saying?
Even
it gets
women,
to the point.
Even
with women, and we just don't know. So the one thing I do
and
love
men,
about because
men need to know about vaginas,
right,
too.
Right, but I mean, men think we automatically know. You know what I'm saying? Because
they don't,
because
they don't know.
Yeah,
they don't know. So,
know.
Like, when I do most vagina talks, I have more men.
I'm going to talk after that.
Men, I have a lot of men that's on there.
Riggs are like, when I do Moe's vagina.
What?
My mom's watching.
Vagina, hey, vagina, vagina, vagina.
Yes, so I have a lot of men on there. So I'll get clientele from that. Clients from there like, Moe, so I was like, yeah, don't you dare put your fingers nowhere if she didn't tell you to. Don't you dare. Mm-hmm.
And
not.
And people just don't know. Like, I get questions about chemicals. I get questions about it. And it pushed it. Pushed us to educate ourselves more because and that's the one thing about our show, like, we educate, we teach you, we bring people on there to educate you and stuff. It is just passing the baton. A lot of times we don't have that in our community anymore.
And classes
where people,
too, which is classes are no longer free now because we paid our dues. We had classes that was free to the community where we did talk about the wound, we talked about the hair. My good friend Isan, he has a former
from the rooter to the tutor.
You know? So,
So, Alicia, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that you had to over-explain or wanted to be give all the answers to the questions because you're a consumer. Of course, you're a consumer first. Mm-hmm. Or is it because you felt like you owed it to the person to tell them what's, like, everything they asked about? Because sometimes people will, when they see a black, from my experience, when they see a smaller business or a black business, they feel like, you got to make me give you my money.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
you know what I mean? Wait a minute, hold up. You got a lip ring?
In the middle of that question?
I just noticed it. And then I heard a, what, said she got a belly button, so yeah, I'm just like, so it took me back.
We went and got some piercings done, but yeah.
Okay, well, all right, but go ahead.
Lord of mercy, I told you I was ready for him. I told you. Sometimes I felt like as a black business, like, my customer service had to be A1. Like, I remember one woman was trying to tell me that I didn't explain something to the certain extent. And I promise you, I got so mad because I was like, wait a minute, my customer service A1. Like, we got a 5-star rating on Google, honey. Right. Like, what are you talking about? We're a no. And it got to the point that now every time you buy products from us, you get a little booklet that goes home with you. Mm. That teaches you everything. So now I don't have to explain so much. But I never wanted to get frustrated with anybody asking me questions because when it comes to the hair industry, you don't know. Mm-hmm. There's 10,000 products out there. You know, I would love for you to always buy Twin Nation products, but it might not work for you. So there is no holy grail of products, and there's so many different answers out here. So all I can do is tell you from my journey and what I know, and that's why on Instagram, every Friday we do hair talk. And so every taboo, every whore, like this week, we talked about bonnets. Like, you want to know why your bonnet is pulling your edges out? Because you buy a bonnet with the plastic is showing. Mm-hmm. So it grabs onto your edges and it's pulling the hair out of you.
Shout out to Miss Maddie's Bonnets.
Maddie's Bonnets was giving a tip. She's been to every hair show. Wow. But I didn't even know that you should not buy a bonnet with the plastic showing because that's what pulls your edges. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's taking that taboo out, or why is your elastic breaking down in your bonnet? Because you're putting too much product. Mm-hmm. So taking that taboo.
I put a lot of product, by the way. Go ahead.
I do sometimes. But it's like taking that taboo out of hair. I just felt like sometimes that information needed to be needed. You know, I don't regret it. Mm-hmm. I never regret it because I feel like I helped another black woman feel and understand that her hair is beautiful. I've had women tell me, my hair is never going to grow. My hair is ugly. No, it's not. Stop that. That's why we do hair.
You just ugly. It's not the hair.
I know he did not. Like, what is this?
It's you.
It's you. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do Hair Crush Wednesday. That's why I tell women to give a compliment because you never know what that woman is going to. I tell you, I'm your favorite nappy head. I love to wear nappy because this is the texture of my hair.
Yeah.
You know, I tell people.
And ain't nothing wrong with
and
it.
And then I tell people, slaves back in the day, for them to confine to society, they used to use pig fat to flat iron their hair. Like, your generation of women have gone through trauma just to get the perfect hair. So to me, if I can give that information to the next woman, I really
don't
care. Not
the perfect hair. Different style.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like, but you have to understand that crown is on you. Like, if your hair ain't popping, a woman will cry. I know I cry if I don't get my hair done. So just imagine that sitting in the mirror and you're just like, I don't know what to do. I don't understand why it's not growing. Right. It's ugly. I just want to cover it. And I just try to take that out. So, yeah, it sucks that I sat there for maybe 2 hours talking. But at least she felt better. Yes. But now when you buy Twin Nation, you know, now when you buy it, we send you a little booklet home. Yeah. So everything I'm saying
is in the booklet. Because when people ask me about my hair, I'm just like, look, I do what I do. Mm-hmm. You just got to... you got a different type of hair than I got. Mm-hmm. So I can't, you can't do what I do sometimes. Mm-hmm. You can try.
Look at the product.
And then go, no, because I don't even use any products. So they're like, what the hell do you, I was like, I go to my refrigerator, grab an egg and some avocado. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, well, I think I got that in the refrigerator.
Well, how you mix it?
Right. And people ask it, because it's so much taboo. And like I tell people, if you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it in your hair. I'm going to say that again. If you can't eat it, you shouldn't put it in your hair. Yeah. And then also look who's selling it. Like, Tracee Ellis Ross, like, that's her favorite. If you ain't got Tracee Ellis Ross hair, it might not work for you. Taraji P. Henson has a hairline. Mm-hmm. It might not work for you. Like, I love my customers, but a lot of my customers have locks. I have locks. I have 4C hair. That's predominantly for. And then I'm dry. got dry skin, I got dry hair. So if you have a problem containing moisture, I'm your girl, but you know.
Yeah.
And then Mo, she says vagina for everybody, so they don't have to say it. She takes the taboo out of that.
And that's the reason why it works for y'all, because y'all have, it's different things that y'all bring to the table, and you can help a wide variety of people. Now, what y'all got going for the men, the beards and all that kind of stuff?
I got
some chest hair. We'll start from the head and we'll work down.
Oh, her stuff kind of better now. Because the men get so mad at me. Like, Mo got a whole, like, segment for them. She do. I'm going to tell the truth. So, I sell beard oil. So, we do have beard oil. I do make a beard balm and stuff like that. We help you take your beard from Anthony Hamilton to Rick Ross.
Okay, because the struggle beards be
cool. You know what I'm saying? You a little patchy. Right.
Even though it works for Anthony, but it don't work for everybody. Yeah.
So, we also...
Because he got money.
No, he doesn't look bad with it.
Yeah. he got that. Where's he from? South Carolina? North Carolina?
Yeah, Carolina.
That's what...
You know what I'm saying?
So we do
have a beard oil. We try to give you a regimen and stuff like that. But my products cater to more the top of the head.
Okay.
And not this part. So,
for... Why is he looking? What does he?
Because he got something to say.
So, for me, I have a man wellness line. It's called Man Need Love, too. So, when I, how I came up with this line is someone that I knew young, like 37, super nice looking. Like, just, I'm like, how do you have a problem with erectile dysfunction? Mm. But the medication that
she went all the way down. I thought she was still up here.
No, we left you behind.
Right.
But, you know, the medication that he was taking caused this issue.
Was blood pressure medicine?
It was blood pressure and for diabetes. And you know, for this healthy, you know, as far as being active and vibrant man to now be, like, closed in and self-confidence is low, so then now you turn into anxiety, depression, and all these things, and so you lash out at people when we get like that. That's a man or a woman, but for a man, that's even worse. So I was like,
this is manhood just gone.
Yeah, seriously. Deal. And so, you know, deal. And sometimes women, we could be a little harsh, like, what? It don't work. This is... Okay, can we get to the
root? Right, you be like, come on. You can.
I know it did not move him on.
You know, so I wanted to find a way to assist them. Now, I don't provide any miracles. I tell everyone that I can't provide you with any miracles. I can provide you with a start. So the Man Need Love 2, Man Need Love 2 capsules. Mm-hmm. And then it has stamina, sexual energy, health, like all your vitamins all in one. Mm-hmm. And so... This one guy, he's like, because I started getting text messages and I got nervous, like,
so it works,
did something happen? So right. I started
sending you pictures.
I was getting, I wish before they would. After. First of all, my husband is African. He'll play that. So
before and after pictures from his wife. Like, look.
Well, no, that's what happened.
You know where she's
sitting? Yeah. See what happened?
This is your fault. This is your fault.
I know. So I started getting men's like, Mo, thank you. You know, thank you so much, and that encouraged them to now live a healthier lifestyle. Right. Then I get women. Look, Mo, I don't know what you put in there, but I'm tired.
Right.
I don't want anymore.
Tell him to take one.
Yeah. And so one guy hit me up the other day. He was like, two guys. It was like, Mo, I mean, I got somebody pregnant. What you put in there? I said, no. What you let out?
Right. What you put in there? Because you don't want to put something.
So, you know, when people think of, some people think of the men line, they think of just sexual, but I'm like, it's so much more than that. Yeah. You know, you want to be able to be creative as well. So then I had one guy with more severe cases. Well, you see, I just got ED on that one. Mm-hmm. These, I put some extra love in there. The capsules came bigger. I'm like, listen, if this does not work for you,
then you might as well just.
I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to go above and beyond. Right. I can't. I'm in my lane. So, so the men, I just make sure I cater to them. I love to cater to men. Like, I feel like, and I know someone like, what? No, they have to work for this. I think a man should be taken care of.
Yeah.
You can rub his feet. You can cook and clean. You know, of course, a man that appreciate that. But I just feel like we sometimes... we don't give enough love to the men, which I understand why. I'm not saying that I don't, but I'm just one of those I cater to the men.
Where's your husband from, like you said?
He's from Nigeria.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Because she just said Africa, and I'm just like, can you narrow that down? You
just be digging to be digging. Like, he been trying to get back to that subject since the first time around.
Exactly where he from. Mm-hmm. What part?
Where
sure.
What tribe?
Well, how long you been married, It'll be 2 years May 9th.
Oh, shut up. Happy early anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's wonderful.
When you getting married, Matlock?
Whoa. I don't like when the questions come for him. Like, that's why I keep looking at this. Ask me after 30. You know, I'm not
how
a big...
How long I want to make sure I bought some of these are for you guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got a good 15 minutes.
Okay. No, I said, ask me after 30. Like,
So, I know that y'all, you know, into the natural and the chakras and all that kind of stuff. What do y'all do to practice self-care? And when do y'all, how often do y'all do it? Do y'all do it every week, every month, once a year?
You ask them how often do y'all yoni steamer?
Whoa, I said self-care.
That is self-care. You know, she does yoni steam parties. And I was just like, that is just so neat.
Yes. So the difference, and then we'll get to how I'm at, like, self-care, but for me, yoni steaming, a lot of people think that is, oh, it's fun. We're going to sip some wine, this and that. Not in my center.
Right.
We come to heal, and my vagina is fine. Yeah, but your mental space may not be. Mm-hmm. So we're going to come here. We're going to say some body affirmations. We're going to say some intentions, period. Mm-hmm. So when you walk back out, when you're kids, you may be stressed in different areas. But, yeah, we do yoni steaming. I yoni steam once a week because I have fibroid tumors, which have now shrunk. That's how I started my business.
Oh, okay.
After surgery and stuff. And so, yeah, you come and you get, now I got some popping organic tea now. That tea gets you right. Some lemongrass and sour sap.
Okay.
Woo.
Okay.
Get your life.
Right. I might go just for the tea.
It worked. The way she's smelling. Girl, how much that tea?
Shoot. $10.
Give me some of that tea. I
love most tea. That tea is delicious. Self-care for me, like Saturday and Sunday morning, I don't leave my house for a certain amount of time. Like, if you're not really talking about nothing, I just don't answer the phone. I chill out. I'm actually reading a new book that the Happy Naps.
That's the one you
showed me? Yes, Happy Naps and Affinity Locks there. They got me the book called The Science Behind Black Hair. I read and I research, but I write my affirmations. I look in the mirror. I just try to find a peace with me. I talk to my parents on the weekend, ironically, like I see with them and get the space, but I just isolate myself, like on the weekends, early morning, and then, you know, I go out and make my money and stuff, but isolation.
Yeah.
Right. Cause my affirmation is just calm the fuck down.
You need to start being nicer. I saw that little text message. I'm come at you. Because I saw the little text message when your cousin or somebody tried to ask you a question, and you was like, no. And then you was like, wait, let me answer the question. Like, I saw that. I said, this don't make no sense. This don't make no sense. You that
no,
one good.
And then he was asking for mine. I was like, I know that's what you wanted. I already knew it. No.
Well, you know what, y'all? I will say this. I am proud of y'all. But I am extremely proud of y'all because I love to see black people doing their thing, especially black women. I know sometimes I'm biased.
Because guess what? If it's a woman, I clap once. But if it's a black woman, I clap twice.
You hear me? And I'm cheering all the way. And I'm going to do all I can to make sure I'm supportive of that business. If it's something that I could use. Now, of course, I'm not going to. If she's selling like Gucci purses, I probably won't be buying them because I don't really do the name brand stuff. But, you know, natural stuff and health stuff, you know, self care and health care and all that kind of stuff. Of course, you know, I'm gonna be down to try to spend my coins in that direction. Versus going to Walgreens or something like that.
And we're affordable. That's what people forget. We're affordable.
What did y'all bring? Because we got like 5 minutes.
I didn't bring nothing. My bad.
I'm sorry, Mo. What did you bring?
All right. I bought a migraine capsules.
Okay.
People that have like severe migraines, they could take this instead of going to the hospital taking a medication.
I need some of those. My grandmother has really bad migraines.
She does, and this will help you to sleep. It has a herb called valerian root.
Okay.
And how much are those? Or are those hours?
So, well, these are you guys. The moringa, Let me go through it.
Okay. Yes,
please.
All right. So, but these are 10, okay. And it's 30 capsules, and you don't even have to use them every day, just when you feel it coming on. Mm-hmm. So this is moringa, and so the moringa is really good for your immune system. Mm-hmm. It fight any infections that your body may have, so you should be taking this once a day. Mm-hmm. And then we have the black seed, which is really good for blood pressure and inflammation. So that is whoever wants that. And then I bought you a sample of the overall
yoni. I got a good immune system.
Okay, well, I'll take it.
So I got a good immune system. So this one is the over body and yoni wash. So men and women, kids can use this because it's black soap, almond oil, and aloe vera. So okay. You can do that.
I'll take both of those.
And so this is...
I got a lot to wash.
This one is the yoni steam. So this is how the yoni steam looks. Okay. Of course, you won't use that much. And so I'm going to actually let you guys smell it because you can drink it as tea as well.
It's delicious.
Shut up. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Can you pass that?
You can actually drink it right before your time of the month. It helps you throw.
Yes. Oh, that smells really good. So you'll smell the nettle and the peppermint in there. And so this is a travel kit that I have for women when we go to work out on a date or just, you know, just like I'm not really feeling really fresh. So you don't have to pull out no big old bottle or nothing. You can easily just squirt in there. So it's a yoni wash and yoni spray. The good thing about this, it has some good radish root. And so you can, like, spray it on your face. So if y'all want to sample it, spray it on your face, you can. Okay. And this is, yes. And so.
He just
great. I got a stomach.
And this is just a larger yoni wash here. Okay. And then this is just the erectile dysfunction one that we have. So, you know.
I don't need that one.
Yeah, no.
You, Gary? You need that one?
Don't you do him. He been over there minding his business. Gary, I got your back.
If you don't have EV, can you still take it?
No, yes, you can. You can, because that's what a lot of men do, too, anyway. They just take it for the extra fun. That way you don't have to go to the gas station, you know, heartbeat pounding and everything else. Just, I got you right there. And you still got some, you know, vitamins.
And don't come for Gary no more.
I wasn't.
That's dope. I love that. I love it.
But you can't have that one.
Oh.
No.
I didn't know.
That is too funny.
That's all right. I purchased it.
Oh, Lord, we are out of time. Oh, let them know. Let our fans know where they can reach you, because we put your web, the Motivate Your Womb, in the description box. But let them.
Well, it'll be Malox and Mo. Oh, okay. But Malox and Mo.
He's so disrespectful.
Excuse you.
Like, I don't know. He's like, I just put the Motivate Your Womb. I ain't got no website.
No, because she had said, and I was like, I was saying we already got that. So let us know where else they can reach you. Okay. You calm down.
So yeah, you go to. Well, we'll start with. MotivateYourWomb.com or Motivate Your Womb on Instagram and Facebook. Okay. I have a Yoni Steam and Henna event coming up for Valentine's Day. Okay. And then Malox and Mo, which we have Cousin Kickback coming, and then Twin Nation.
So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Twin Nation 15. For y'all that don't know how to spell it, it's TWINNATION. 15. And you can reach us, and we even have a hotline number for you to call for any questions, concerns, and shipping. And we are located at Happy Naps in Funky Town, Fort Worth, off the 6800 Brent Stairwood Road.
Oh, y'all in the ghetto.
First off, don't you ever do us like that. Miss Eve, I'm finna tell Miss Eve, we finna pull up on you.
And they do the best hair.
And we do the best hair, and we make sure you got all your edges, because we got that hair cracked to grow your edges back, okay?
What you trying to say? Because I ain't got no issue with that. So.
I didn't say nothing. If the shoe fit, put it on.
I'm going to need you to take the caps lock out your voice when you on my show.
See, this is why I look this way. Every time you answer the question, I look this way, because I knew he was going to come for me. Said it.
And you coming right back for him, so right. It's for.
I try to be his friend.
You got to just try a whole lot of girls.
Oh my goodness!
Anyway, thank you guys for being on our show.
Thank you. For
y'all have a dope show. I always try to share y'all shows and stuff like that to make sure that our listeners are getting a full spectrum of what's out there. Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to come on our show. We want to attack y'all though.
Oh,
I know. I
what y'all
like,
doing after this?
I was gonna ask you, do y'all want to be on the show next?
Yeah.
Did you want to?
I can't. I gotta do stuff.
What you mean you can't?
My kids, my kids.
She got children.
I have four can you kids.
She got 12 headed children.
Yeah,
give
that's
us fine.
Like
30
yeah, y'all can take him. Go and take him.
Don't you come over to acting no fool.
I'm
he
not.
Gonna act right. He gonna act right.
I act right on other people's stuff.
He gonna go steam real quick before he get on y'all show so he can act right.
You know, so in Asia and Korea,
men steam.
Yes.
They need ball steaming because sometimes these men, you know what? Anyway, it's
because they all using Irish Springs. I keep telling y'all.
The ones in Oak Cliff.
The ones in Oak Cliff.
That y'all came from him. That came from him. That came from him. That's what he taught me. Right. I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't.
But we done.
Everybody in Oak Cliff use Irish Spain. I didn't know that. We used to party.
Yeah, you missed the whole conversation.
You got to go back and rewatch that show so right. You know what's up.
But we
anyway,
done.
Thank y'all.
We'll see y'all. I'll see y'all in a minute.
Y'all catch Dre on Madlox and Mo coming up right behind this show.
Right.
All right. See y'all in a little bit.
Deuces. Bye.